going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Rebel Nation, are you ready? It's time for the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
He gets the blocks he needs. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Ole Miss.
Right up the middle, David. Big gaping hole opened up.
Touchdown, Ole Miss. Jackson Dart houses it.
Gary Darby, Chuck Roundsville, Yancey Porter, and Gordon Ford bring you the latest on everything going on with Ole Miss Athletics.
It's on the turf, and the Rebels recover it.
Gets control and the dunk. Oh, my
goodness gracious.
Don't sit on the sidelines. Be part of the show. Text in your questions or comments at 662-426-1093. That's 662-426-1093.
I guess you don't have to, but you need to.
He hits one high and deep left field. Kane shading the eyes at the track, and it is gone.
Let's get to it. Here's your host, Gary Darby.
Well, we're Garyless again.
Yep.
Gary's
yep.
not feeling very well, so it's just Chuck and Yancey tonight, and we'll muddle through this the best we can.
Yeah,
how are you, brother?
To. I'm doing good. I don't think the Ole Miss baseball team is feeling very well this weekend either, were they?
No. I was just happy they got yesterday after the way they played Friday and Saturday. Glad they won that third game.
Yeah, man, it was probably really – the first must-win game of the season, right? It was and they came through, and all their goals are right out there in front of them, and you just got to wash it away.
This portion of the show is brought to you by First South Farm Credit, with over 100 years of experience supporting rural communities and agriculture. We're ready to guide you through your financial journey at First South Farm Credit. Let's go ahead and do your five things. Five Things with Yancey, brought to you by Outback Steakhouse and our friend Steve Grantham, who currently operates 9 Outback Steakhouse locations in Mississippi and Tennessee. Take it away, Yancey.
Chucky, if I would have told you that Furness, Udemark, and Mormon would go 3-for-37 this weekend with 27 strikeouts, 0 home runs, and 0 RBIs for the weekend, what would have you predicted?
A sweep.
The same thing as everybody else. A serious loss, and that's what we got. Thought number two, the book is out on Udemark at the plate. Pitch him high fastballs and low breaking balls off the plate. Udemark must shrink his zone to make adjustments the pitchers have made on him, or it will be more or less the same. Thought number three, I don't recall a closer who has as much success rate as Spencer that throws 95% fastballs. If he can start getting that slider to work like he did with the second batter for Oklahoma in the ninth inning to get that K, he will simply be unhittable. Thought number four, the loss of Brandy Jones is obviously they're going to have to really lean on McCleslin more than they did before Jones' injury. McCleslin has quietly become one of Ole Miss's most important players on the team. Thought number four, five. Lastly, the football commitments from Mississippi's top running back and the nation's top linebacker was a monster week for the Rebels' future. Both are big-time players that you can win championships with.
Yeah, if that linebacker commitment holds, we're what, the fifth school committed to?
Five in this calendar year. I don't know if – you know, my 25 years of covering recruiting with you, I don't know if I can recall someone that was committed to five schools in less than a year.
Maybe being the last one, that might be the charm. Yeah, who knows?
It might be the charm.
But anyway, well, you know, we've said 1,000 times on here before, I'm not sure. I think commitments are fine, but I don't get my dress blown up by commitments anymore, Nancy. Yeah. It just, you know, kids are just too wishy-washy now, and too many coaches don't honor a commitment. Once a kid commits,
true,
you know, coaches still recruit them. And you got NIL out there. I mean, whoever comes with the biggest offer is going to get them, regardless of the commitment or not. So I think a commitment is okay, and it's, you know, it's fun for the fans. But I'm really concerned about what it really means.
Fair enough. But I think what it really means is that's where they're leaning at the current time.
Right.
So, that, I mean, it's good to be – you know, the number one school at that time.
Sure.
And that's really all it means. I think quarterbacks is a little bit more solid because there's only one quarterback on the field and everybody is getting their one school at that time. But outside of quarterback, you know, it's still wishy-washy.
Yeah. Well, and the NIL era has made it even more wishy-washy.
It certainly has.
Because, you're talking – then you put in the money in the equation and that's a totally different animal.
And I think that's why fans really get into portal recruiting now, because it's short, sweet, and down, you know, to the fact, there it is, they commit, and they sign, right? It's not 4 years and five different commitments and all this wishy-washy, you know, there's a definitive answer when they do commit.
Yeah, or close to 100%. I mean, there are times when even a commitment in a portal backs out.
There were, but they stopped that with the new NCAA ruling that came in effect for this class, that once you sign, you can't double sign.
Yeah. But I'm talking about commitments.
Right.
All right, we'll be right back with more of the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline after these messages from our important sponsors. Hang tight.
Summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Hey, my name is Chris Wade. I'm with First South Farm Credit. When you're looking to buy land, it helps to have someone who can assist you through the process. Land is a special thing. It can serve as an investment or a legacy that you pass down to your children along with the love of the land. That's important. At First South, we offer long-term financing at competitive rates. Call Oxford at 662-234-5015 or Tupelo at 662-842-2454 and become part of the First South family.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. McGraw Real Estate.
The experts at Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine are the trusted orthopedic team physicians for your Ole Miss Rebels. Their specialists provide elite orthopedic care using state-of-the-art technology and personalized treatment plans to get you back on your feet faster. From mom's sprained ankle to your son's football injury, Oxford Ortho is here for your family. With offices located in Oxford, Batesville, Grenada, Hernando, Cleveland, Calhoun City, and Tupelo, their physicians are always close by when you need them. Oxford Ortho and Sports Medicine is the official orthopedic team physicians for you and your Ole Miss Rebel.
If you're in the market for a fine piece of jewelry, there's only one name to know, Van Atkins. Serving its customers since 1939, Van Atkins has been voted the best estate jeweler in Mississippi multiple times. With great locations to serve you in historic downtown New Albany and on the square in Oxford, Van Atkins is the place to go. Whether it's a piece for yourself or for that special someone, Van Atkins is the easy decision. And like Chuck always says,
you know she's worth it.
You're listening to the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
All right, before we get to our special guest, Jacob Rudner with Baseball America, let me tell you about the Farese Group, your partner in retirement. With nearly two decades of expertise in helping retirees invest and distribute their savings, the Farese Group continues to provide our clients with an unparalleled level of service and delivered results. They have locations in Ridgeland, Oxford, Little Rock, and Baton Rouge. Give them a call toll-free, 1-877-327-3735. Hey, Jacob, how's it going, brother?
I'm doing well, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
Oh, man, thanks for coming on. We're real excited to hear what you got to say about the landscape of baseball right now as the regular season comes to an end. How's everything going with you?
It's going well. I mean, I think we've got a really exciting baseball season on our hands, and it's been different because I was just kind of looking at it, and I feel like in past years we've had a clear team that has really stood out as this most dominant group and the obvious number one seed at this point, 3 weeks out from Selection Monday. We don't really have that this year. It feels like there's a lot more parity at the top of college baseball, a lot more volatility as well, and so it's been cool to kind of follow.
Jacob, this is Yancey Porter. Good to talk with you. You know, there's the first thing on my mind is within the SEC here, you literally have 10 schools that are within two games of each other with six games to play. I mean, how is the selection committee going to make a determination on which of these schools get to host and do not get to host?
It's going to be awfully difficult for them to decide who belongs in what spot. I think that the saving grace for this league is going to be the RPI. It kind of is going to influence what the selection committee is going to do in terms of weighting each resume. I think that will play a large factor. I think each team's individual strength of schedule will play a large factor. A really important result this past week, Texas gets swept. Well, Texas is still way up there in RPI, but is Texas going to get the number one overall seed now? I think it's possible. Their record is really good, but now a team like Georgia, who we just named our number one, they have the number one RPI. So if it really comes down to it and Georgia closes out the season with back-to-back series wins, is Georgia in a position to jump into the pole position for the national seed? So I think that will be a really important factor. I also will look at things like, non-conference strength of schedule will be very valuable on how each team fared. The number of quad one wins each team is able to accumulate. So all of these secondary metrics are going to be really important for kind of breaking down the SEC.
Yeah, looking a little closer in the SEC, Jacob, what's been your surprise this year in the conference?
You know, before the season started, I looked at Auburn and I looked at Ole Miss as two teams that I thought would be more competitive than they had been for the last year to 2 years, but not necessarily groups that were going to be at the top of the conference and really in the category of teams of, you know, can they host this season? In the case of Auburn, Can you be a national seed this season? I think that the answer to both of those questions is yes for both teams, and that's surprising. I mean, I think that both rosters did a phenomenal job of being flexible to the portal and bringing in talent that is mature and allowed them to take a step forward quickly, and that is especially the case on the mound for both teams. And so I've been very pleasantly surprised by both teams and their coaches and their ability to turn around what was looking like a poor situation and turn it into what is now a very good one.
What, Jacob, what does Ole Miss have to do, in your opinion, in these last 2 weeks to get a hosting spot? They're 13-11 right now, as is Auburn. They're both 33-15. But talk about Ole Miss for a second. What do they have to do, and does it really stop at the end of the regular season? How important is this SEC tournament going to be for Ole Miss?
You know, first and foremost, and this is going to sound like a really simplistic answer, but it is the truth, winning is the most important thing that you can do right now. And for Ole Miss, that's especially the case. They are going to need to go and win and take care of business with their remaining schedule. Obviously, a series against a very charged up Mississippi State team is going to be an interesting one to follow. And if they're able to take care of business, I feel like they're going to be right on the bubble to earn a hosting spot. And I would say this too, the SEC tournament is a good opportunity. I don't think it's going to be a great opportunity. And if you're Ole Miss, you really don't want to have to leave it to your performance in that situation to determine your seeding. But in their case, with this, you know, kind of bubble resume on the hosting line, I could see them going to Hoover and winning, let's say, you know, one, two, three games there and strengthening their case and doing themselves a huge favor.
Kind of interesting that the last series of the season for Ole Miss is Auburn, and both of them are kind of on the bubble. So it might come down to who wins that series here in Oxford.
It certainly could. You know, I think that Auburn, the thing that it has going for it is the really strong RPI right now. We have them ranked fifth in the country. I could see Auburn being a team that squeezes its way above the national seed line, so somewhere eight or higher, if it's able to close out the season with a couple victories here, including over Ole Miss. And for Ole Miss, obviously a win over Auburn to me would be enough to completely solidify a hosting resume.
Interesting.
Jacob, when you look at the SEC tournament, there's always a lot of debate amongst fans of how much it really means. The NCAA selection committee, do they count the SEC tournament, every game you win, as just like a regular season win in the SEC?
You know, I don't know that they look at it the exact same way. I would venture to guess that the consensus view of conference tournaments is to value them slightly less, perhaps, than you would a regular season game. I think that there's just always been kind of this notion that teams are not always throwing their best or, you know, gunning for the league title in a tournament if you're a lock, especially in a conference like the SEC or ACC. There are a lot of coaches who would refute that sentiment, and I believe some of them. But I would tell you that I think that the belief that's true is pervasive in the sense that it doesn't really allow the committee to move past it. I think that they view conference tournament games as less than relative to a regular season game, but it's still helpful. I think that the point is important, that they're valuable games nonetheless.
You know, I used to marvel when LSU was at the peak of their, you know, powers, that they just didn't care about the SEC tournament. And you could tell by the way they played, who they pitched, the way they approached the game.
But they still won, Chucky.
Well, some of them. I mean, they didn't do great in the SEC tournament. They got eliminated quite a bit, even when they were real good. Jacob, your thoughts on that?
You know, I think it would be very strong to go on here and say that I think that there are teams intentionally throwing it in the SEC tournament. I don't think that's the case. There's no evidence that that's ever been the case. But do I think that there's a degree to which teams are probably inclined to protect their best pitchers in as much as they can while still being competitive? Yeah, I do think so. There's much more at stake. I don't think that there's a single coach in the country right now who would tell you that it's more valuable for them to take home an SEC tournament championship than it would be a national championship. And so you're going to do what you have to do to set yourself up best for the NCAA tournament. But at the same time, I mean, I think that teams are going to be competitive within those bounds. They're going to color within the lines that those restrictions that I just said allow them to. And so would I say that teams are throwing it? No. But are they always putting their best foot forward at the same time? Also probably not.
Jacob, if the selection was today and you're on the committee of the NCAA for the hosting spots, what would be the biggest negative for Ole Miss right now?
you know, I don't really think that Ole Miss has a ton of negatives going for it. Maybe some of this inconsistency lately has been kind of a negative. I think that it's survivable, though, so I don't know that I view it as an overly negative thing. But it is always tough when you have on your resume a couple of blown opportunities late in the season. It's kind of the most recent thing that the committee is going to get its eyes on. And so in theory, that could be impactful. I still feel, though, like I said earlier, that they are in a good spot if they're able to take care of business the rest of the way.
Jacob, we're up against a break here in a minute, so give us your synopsis of teams that you really like outside the SEC.
You know, right now I really like how Coastal's running. They have just been really effective consistently. I think that that's a team that has a chance to get to Omaha. North Carolina has been our third-ranked team for 2 weeks in a row. We view them as very talented, very complete roster with some good pitching and some very consistent offense. Let me think of one more to give you before we go here. I'm going to stick with UC Irvine. You know, it was a tough week for them last week, but that's kind of the West Coast powerhouse that I've really been liking this year, and I think that Coach Ben Orloff's done a really good job.
Jacob, we can't say thank you enough. We look forward to have you on the show plenty more here in the future.
A lot of good insight. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you, big guy.
Looking forward to it, guys. Thank you.
All right.
You too.
Jacob Rudner with Baseball America. Good stuff there. We'll be right back with more of the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline after these important messages from our wonderful sponsors. Hang tight.
Imagine years of hard work and saving, and now you're worried about outliving your retirement savings. Paxton Farese and the Farese Group have over 20 years and a proven process working toward success, not stress, after retirement. To know how you can truly enjoy a level of comfort and security, talk to the Farese Group. Retirement should be stress-free, not stressful. The Farese Group, FariseGroup.com, offices in Oxford and Jackson. The Farese Group, your partner in retirement. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Hey, Rebel fans, want to be more involved with Ole Miss? Well, join the Grove Collective, the exclusive Ole Miss NIL program. With the new name, image, and likeness law, Rebel fans now have the opportunities to support and elevate Ole Miss student-athletes. And the Grove Collective has created a unified portal to amplify that support. As part of the Grove Collective, your support opens access to special events, fan experiences, merchandise, and marketing opportunities with student-athletes. To find out more and to become part of the Grove Collective NIL program, visit thegrovecollective.com. Hottie Todd and go Rebs.
My name is Connor Griffin. I'm thankful for Mississippi Sports Medicine just for all that they've done for me.
All of the doctors there, they just care about our children, and that's just so important to me as a parent. It's very rewarding to have compassionate people as a part of our family's health journey.
You kind of learn your body at a young age, and if you want to perform at the best, your body has to be at the best as well. At the end of the day, it's my body before a game, so I got to take care of that when I need to.
Mississippi Sports Medicine has 21 subspecialized physicians, urgent care, and no referral needed. Learn more today at MississippiSportsMedicine.com.
You know what makes a good football team? Players with heart and lots of practice. In fact, that's also what makes a good law firm. At Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law, we've had lots of practice and we've got plenty of heart. We're out there fighting the big insurance companies every day. After a car or truck wreck, let the pros at Roberts Wilson PA Injury Law level the playing field between you and the insurance company. 662-533-9111.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, a national and international leader in musculoskeletal care, are the ones to trust when it comes to orthopedic needs, such as sports medicine, pediatrics, hip and knee, spine, shoulder and elbow, foot and ankle, hand and wrist, as well as cast and x-ray services, along with a physical therapy department. To make an appointment, call 901-759-3111 or schedule online now at www.campbellclinicoxford.com. They also offer a convenient weekly walk-in clinic Monday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. until 4 p.m. Campbell Clinic Oxford, located at 2608 South Lamar Boulevard.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, the Rebel Injury Report from Oxford Orthopedics in Sports Medicine, oxfordortho.org. It's brought to you by Oxford Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. They're official orthopedic team of physicians for Ole Miss Athletics and have been a part of the Oxford community for 27 years, have clinics in Oxford, Grenada, Calhoun City, Cleveland, Hernando, and Tupelo. You can reach them at 662-513-2000, or you can request an appointment through their website at oxfordortho.org. What you got on injuries, Yancey?
Yeah, well, unfortunately last year, you know, there was some questions about Brady Jones when he was pitching. Who was the last home series, Chucky?
Vanderbilt.
Vanderbilt. He threw it high, maybe the last two, and it said something about him shaking his shoulder. There was kind of some debate, was he hurt or not? And then he came back and pitched this past Wednesday against Austin Peay, or Tuesday night, I can't remember, and ended up, you know, UCL surgery, so he's going to be out for the year, unfortunately. Mm. And then, obviously, and with Randall.
He had gotten in a groove, too.
Oh, man, he was lights out. Yeah. I mean, dominant these last five outings. And then with Randall, we talked about that last week. Earliest, he'll be back is for postseason play. I think he fractured the tip of his index finger there in the dugout before a series recently. So he's going to be out for the next several weeks, which kind of takes away their depth there of pinch hitting for Chang. Because he can come in and play defensively as well for him. So it doesn't seem big, but it is.
Yeah. Smithwick did a pretty good job coming in.
Yeah, he did, but he can't play shortstop.
Right, exactly.
And that's the problem. So, you know, you kind of take it away of an option there if you want to pitch hit for change late in games.
All right, let's move on to Dr. Curry Luber we've got on the line. We had to cut you off last week, Curry, about when you were explaining about a meniscus. Give us all about that now while we got you, and welcome.
No problem. Meniscus. Let's see, that was a week ago. I'm not sure where we left off, but
just start over.
Yeah, let's just start over from the beginning. Just what the meniscus involves when you do injure it, and the time frame it looks to recover from it and be back out on the field.
Yeah, meniscus. You know, it's a little shock absorber in the knee. There's one on each side. The medial side and the lateral side, the inside and the outside. It also contributes some stability to the knee, but the primary thing is like a shock absorber. And, you know, return to play is really varies on how you treat it. So some of them are repairable, and not as many, 10 to 30% are repairable tears by the numbers, statistically speaking. And if you repair it, you're out a lot longer. Obviously, as you might imagine, we're trying to get something to heal. We have to restrict your activity level, restrict your weight on that meniscus so that it can heal. But if it's one of the tears that you just trim the torn tissue out, then, you know, the return to play is almost immediately. We've had football players playing within a week. And,
wow.
You know, some people take a couple weeks, but depends on the athlete, depends on the position, what's being asked of them. But, you know, it's a pretty stark contrast as opposed to if you have to repair it or just clean it out.
Dr. Luber, so are you saying if Chuck tore his meniscus or
be out six
had it repaired,
months.
It would be a week?
They wouldn't even repair mine.
Well, Dr. Luber, you know, with all these injuries and knee injuries and stuff like that, let's stick with knee injuries. And, you know, what are things that parents can do to try to – I don't know if prevent injuries to the knee or is the right word, but to make them more stable, to not have as many knee injuries.
Yeah, it's a little different than the elbow you were just talking about with some of our baseball players. The knee, it's, you know, you really just want to stay in shape. You want to have good conditioning because as you fatigue and your knee is more likely to give from fatigue alone then you're maybe more likely to pivot on it or twist on it in a way that it's not supposed to once your foot, you know, is planted in the ground. So, you know, it's hard to really do preventative. There's no real brace that would prevent a meniscus injury. So that's a hard question. Like I said last week, I think I mentioned it's almost bad luck more than anything with the meniscus as far as our young athletes go.
Well, look, we really, really appreciate you coming on with us, and we look forward to having you on again here in the future. And thank you for all you do for the community and for Ole Miss. You've done a lot.
Yeah,
thank you,
no
buddy.
Problem. Always happy to be on and talk orthopedics anytime.
Thank you, sir. Brother. Appreciate you. All right. Text messages presented by Cannon Cleary McGraw, ccmoxford.com, or reach them at 662-371-1000. Here we go. Cannon Cleary Lamar. What's your? I got a text message here. It says, are Bianco and the pitching coach ever going to start Mason Morris? It looked like Mason Nichols has struggled the last two starts on Sunday. Would that be a good thought?
He has, but I'll tell you what, Chucky, with Braden's injury out of the bullpen there, it's putting even more strain. As you know, McCluskey, we just talked about, now he's coming out twice in a weekend. I don't know, taking your main bullet out of the bullpen is smart. Before Braden Jones got hurt, I would toy with it, but now I don't think it's smart to take him out of the bullpen. That's just my opinion.
I agree with you. All right, we'll be back after these important messages from our wonderful sponsors on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline. Hang tight.
I like coconuts. You can't break them open and they smell like ladies lying in the sun.
What's standing between you and your first sale on Shopify? Time, expertise, resources? What if you could multiply all three? Product descriptions? Done. Store insights? Delivered. 2 a.m. customer questions? Handled instantly. Entrepreneurs on Shopify are reaching their first sale faster with AI that works with you. Go to shopify.com/firstsale to see how entrepreneurs use AI to grow their businesses faster. That's shopify.com/firstsale.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
Cannon Cleary McGraw is ranked Oxford's number one real estate firm because of fans like you. The agents of Cannon Cleary McGraw are true experts in their field, and it shows with hundreds of five-star reviews and unwavering commitment to their clients. Cannon Cleary McGraw experts specialize in game day condos, seasonal townhomes, and high-end single-family homes. If you are on the sidelines and ready to get in the game, give a Cannon Cleary McGraw agent a call today at 662-371-1000. Tilt the odds in your favor of getting what you want with the best service in Oxford at Cannon Cleary McGraw. Raw Real Estate. Roof leaks can disturb your relaxing weekend or put your business operations and assets in jeopardy. Riverland Roofing is a licensed, insured, and certified roofing contractor that offers clients quality solutions that suit their budget. As a certified GAF master contractor, Riverland can offer warranties that can last a lifetime, servicing 5 states, including Mississippi and Tennessee. Owned and operated by Ole Miss alumni, Riverland Roofing covers what matters most, home or business. Find out more at riverlandllc.com or call 844-901-ROOF. Make Lenora's in Oxford your go-to dinner play this season. Their daily ravioli is always amazing, and you cannot go wrong with the decadent crawfish mac and cheese. They have an excellent variety of seafood dishes, and their ribeyes and fillets are cooked to perfection every time. Have a taste of the weekend on Wine Wednesdays, too. Call for your reservation today at 662-236-1144. That's 236-1144. Located at 309 North Lamar, great food and great vibes. It's a winning combination. Hey, cheers, and see you at Lenora's.
You've already made summer travel plans, but have you thought about how you're getting there? At Cannon Chevrolet of Oxford, we have the vehicle you need to road trip in style. Where you're headed to the beach or to visit family, trust our team to help you find the car that you can rely on. Test drive a new Chevrolet Colorado or a new Chevrolet Tahoe today. And remember, when the smoke clears, nobody beats a Cannon deal. Nobody. Together, let's drive.
Outback Steakhouse knows steak. Even better, the grills are always hot and ready for your favorites. There's nothing better than pairing a bold steak with a bloomin' onion and one of our signature cocktails. Drop in for a great lunch or dinner anytime for awesome food and a bloomin' good time. Either way, Outback has your back. Visit their locations in Tupelo, Hattiesburg, Meridian, South Haven, D'Iberville, and Flowood, Mississippi. Also serving Jackson and Cordova, Tennessee. Outback Steakhouse. Were you hurt in a car wreck or a passenger in a one-car accident? Call our trained professionals at the Maxwell Law Firm in Greenwood, Mississippi. Call 626-885-0529 and let your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialists at Maxwell Law Firm help you when you need it most. 626-885-0529, your Mississippi Delta car wreck specialist. 213 West Front Street, Greenwood, Mississippi. Hotty toddy and go Rebs.
Ole Miss football, basketball, baseball, and more are all right here on the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors.
That's what I used to tell my kids, Jansen.
I know. You told me before.
You can't always get what you want, but you can get what you need.
Unless it's a girl. But you had two girls.
I had two girls.
You didn't have a boy. So.
All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Gateway Tire, serving you since 1929 with 54 locations across six states. Gateway Tire. We go the distance for you.
And before we get to Jacob here, before we get to Jake, I played with the president of Dunlap Tires, Gateway Tires, there with Dennis King from Batesville. We were playing the Trustmark Invitation Sunday. We were paired together, and the sucker beat my brains out.
Oh, he's pretty good golfer.
77. He was really good.
Yeah, he's a pretty good golfer. Yeah. Plus, you were playing in a tournament, couldn't cheat.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. He's. I tell you what, he is what kind of he didn't miss anything, but just a great guy, you know, from Bobby to the Kings to everybody over there at Dunlap Tires. That's why they're the best in the business.
No doubt. Got another text message that we didn't get to. We need a win or two would be great in Starkville this weekend, but we cannot get swept. Bad all the way around for us, if you know what I mean, if we get swept. I'm not even thinking about getting swept.
No, I'm not. But look, I'd be lying to myself if I said I'm not concerned about the series.
Oh yeah, they're hot.
You know, it's just
they got rid of their coach and they're playing inspired baseball right now.
Yeah, and it wouldn't matter if they were 0-38 right now. I'd still be concerned.
Yeah. All right. Let's go to the Ole Miss Spirit baseball writer and jack of all trades, Mr. Jake Thompson. How's it going, Jake?
I'm doing good, Chuck and Yancey. Thanks for having me on tonight. I don't have any golf stories to share, so I might be a mood killer on that.
Yeah, no, that's okay. Jake, what is your biggest concern going into this weekend with Mississippi State?
Chuck has watched and you watched, so maybe you can tell me if I'm categorizing it wrong, but it just feels like this is a very Jekyll and Hyde team. It's not a bad team. They've shown they can be a good team, but they can't seem to pack it all in their suitcase on road trips or it stays in the clubhouse on home games or home weekends where they look like they can beat anybody in the world, in the country. They're, what, a couple outs away from beating Arkansas and Tennessee. Yeah. And then look like Missouri when they play, you know, South Carolina and and the first two games against Oklahoma, that's what's concerning, is that they've got talent. They're light years better than they were last year, even on the mound, you know, despite what some, you know, outings look like in the bullpen. But they just can't seem to get it together. And, you know, like y'all said, they're playing a state team that, you know, must have really disliked Lamonis, because they have played like a team inspired, you know, just destroyed Kentucky and controlled that. And that was 3 games in 2 days after they had to condense the series. So, you know, yeah, they're playing hot. Maybe they got that out of their system before you catch them. But that's my biggest concern, is they're a good team. They just choose to not play like it at the worst times.
My biggest concern, and I put these stats out, did you know this past weekend between Furnace, Unimark, Mormon, they went 3-for-37 with 27 strikeouts, no RBIs, no home runs. Ole Miss can't win without those three.
You know, Furnace yesterday, 0-for-5, and that was probably the worst that I've seen. Now, of course, where we sit in the press box at home, it's hard to see straight on, but those were some of the worst swings I've seen him take. And, you know, that was against several different pitchers. It wasn't the same guy. And
nope.
So that was concerning for him. And Unimark has just – that's been his issue all year. He's the most feast or famine hitter I think we've had in a few years.
Well, I think with Unimark still, you know, earlier this season, he was laying off of those – breaking balls that were low and outside, and then now he's starting to bite on those pitches, and also the high fastballs, right? So that is the adjustments the pitchers have made. He's really biting on those chest high fastballs that nobody can hit. And
those golf swings he's making on those breaking balls or curveballs away, you know, that's on tape now. I mean, it's everybody knows that. That's not a secret. And now, and for him, it's just got to be one of those where he has to – it's almost like he's guessing, and that might be insulting for a player at his level to say, but that's what it seems like most of the time.
I've called him a guess hitter before. I mean, because it's obvious he's not picking up the spin out of the pitcher's hand. So, you know, and guess hitters are part of the history of baseball.
But the problem is, too, guys, is that now the pitchers have picked up that he's going to chase that high fastball,
mm-hmm.
right? So, mm-hmm. you know, if he could sit on that breaking ball on the first pitch and said, okay, they're going to throw me that low outside breaking ball, and I'm going to lay off of it. But what they're doing now, they're mixing it in, and they're throwing that high fastball that's just about 6 inches above a strike, right?
Yeah.
It looks so good coming out of the hand, but nobody can catch up or do anything if you do with that kind of a pitch. Jay, what do you do with that?
It's not allowed or legal, but it's like they need to just not even let him take a bat to the plate for one at bat, just so he has nothing to swing, because it feels like he's just hitting the swing button like playing a video game every mm-hmm. time. He's mm-hmm. not even thinking about taking it. And that's kind of adding to what y'all said. That's the frustrating part, is it feels like that's not even in his process right now.
Yeah, and I hate to pick on him, because other people are not producing it in this Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde scenario that you talk about, which I agree with. The other thing is, man, give Hunter Elliott some runs. I mean, just let him get – if he would get to an early lead, a 2-0 lead, 3-0 lead early in the game, I think we'd see some masterpieces out of him. But I think the boy is just – He's trying to be perfect, and perfect doesn't work.
You know, perfect's hard for a guy who's healthy. And now you're talking about Hunter Elliott, who's been through, you know, what a lot of pitchers hate to go through the past couple of years: hurt, try to come back, stay hurt, surgery, missed basically two full years, and then feeling like you've got to be perfect in the toughest league, I say, still in college baseball. And it's kind of like Riley Maddox's issue last year, where the defense would just make error after error for him, where he was having a good outing, but then the defense wouldn't help him, and that would bite him. This year for Hunter, it's the bats just don't seem to come alive on Fridays, or they get one or two, but that's after they're down 4 or 5, and those runs don't really matter in the mm-hmm. eighth or ninth inning. And, you know, I think Hunter has played, you know, pitching terrifically with what he's having to overcome and work with. He's not the same Hunter from 22 in Omaha, but knowing what he's been through, I think he's actually come on strong here at the end.
Jay, what does Ole Miss have to do to win this series against State?
You know, almost tell them it's not duty noble, because that just seems to be a bugaboo for them. You know, in the last decade or so, I guess, ever since Cenk Mangum showed up there, you know, it's been not great down there, especially in Starkville this series. But I think they've got to try to find a way to do whatever they did you know, and obviously you're not going to see the same pitchers because that was a midweek game and in a bullpen, deep in the bullpen. But you've got to find, you got to let Mississippi State pitchers make mistakes and make them come to you. And you know that's patience at the plate. And when the offense has gone bad, that's not been their forte. You've seen them out, you know, in three pitches or less, you know, when they're struggling. But that, I think that's the biggest thing. And I know that's still their concern down in Starkville, is if it's a close lead late, that bullpen just doesn't have the success that, you know, that you would think they'd have. And you saw that in Pearl when Ole Miss kind of got that, you know, got that win and kind of carried it into Vanderbilt, looked to have turned things around. But I think that's the biggest thing, is you've got to make that pitching work all up and down that staff to have success in Starkville.
And, you know, what Ole Miss was having so much success in getting in bullpens is they were, I think they were number one for a little bit in drawing walks. And then it seems like lately, you know, when it gets to two strikes, I mean, you know, it could be 3-2 and you pitch it 2 feet off of the plate. They're swinging. They're not drawing walks. I don't know how many walks they drew this weekend. I don't think they got any on Friday, maybe one, and I believe either one or two on Saturday. How did they get the bat discipline again?
That's, you know, it's kind of like, you know, when I was talking about Udermark, you could say that for a handful of guys. To Chuck's point, it's not just him, but almost no. Take the bat out of the hands and make them just stand up there for an at bat and just get it out of their head to swing or look. Try. And I also think there's a lot of guys, and I'm not saying this negatively, it's they're an athlete, they're competitive, it's human nature, but there's a lot of like hero swings where they feel like they've got to make mm-hmm. that swing because the offense has been struggling and they want to be that veteran or that leader on the team to get the offense going. And I think that also plays into it as well when you're pressing or trying too hard to make something happen when you've been struggling. And, you know, of course there's going to be calls made by the ump that are maybe a strike that should be a ball or vice versa. But, you know, like what y'all said, they're getting out when they could probably at least make the pitcher throw a couple more and then see what happens and work that pitch count. But there's just a lot of urgency at the plate when that offense is struggling, or and then when it's working, like you said, that patience is there and they're getting into bullpens early. But, you know, it's just like, you know, up and down. You don't know what you're going to get. And that's been the same, you know, even in midweek games, you don't know what Ole Miss is going to show up on the field.
It seemed like yesterday Ole Miss wasn't looking real good, and then Oklahoma gifted them a couple of runs with errors, and it sort of turned them loose or got them relaxed or got them focused or whatever. Yeah. But thank goodness for those couple of errors, I believe.
Yeah, no, you know, you need those. Ole Miss has also, you know, for sure, the last couple of years given their fair share of gifts away, but it's, you know, that's part of it. That's part of a 9-inning game. And, you know, they stranded so many guys on base. It was nice to see yesterday those bats at least get some guys in, and they were doing it by singles or doubles. It wasn't all just the long ball, you know, one swing getting four runs. They were finally playing like a kind of a manufacturing offensive type that they need, because there is power, but there's not enough to always just rely on Foley or somebody else to get you three runs every swing.
Jake, Chuck asked me earlier, what about Mason Morris? What do you do with that? Do you leave him in the bullpen? Do you put him as a starter? And I said, with Braden Jones out now and putting so much pressure on the back end of your bullpen, I don't know that it would be wise to take him out, to take your ace out of the bullpen, out of it. What's your opinion?
Well, yeah, I think that's now the caveat, I think, to maybe they were considering it. Who knows what they were considering? You know, only they know in that clubhouse, in the locker room, and with Joel and Mike. But I think the fact that they put Mason in so fast, also they needed that win yesterday, so that was part of it. But I think that was to see how he would do coming in, you know, early in a game. It wasn't a true start, but it was as close to one as you're going to get up to this point. You know, over 70-something pitches, I believe, his longest in terms of pitch count.
I
know that everybody wants him to be moved to a starter, but I think now with Braden Jones, who looked to be getting that confidence back in some midweek outings, you know, even that Austin Peay game where it looks like he aggravated it, that injury to the fullest, and now he's out. I don't know if you can remove him and pray that he gets you 5, 6, 7 innings, because you just never know what's going to happen these next few games that you might start him. Now, saying all that, if they can get a run in Hoover, I think that might be where you toy with it, but I don't see Mike switching it up this weekend or next weekend at home against Auburn.
And, you know, and the other thing is, I think you can use Mason Morris twice in a weekend if you don't overextend him on Friday. You know, a couple of innings Friday and then a couple of innings Sunday, and you get double the whammy, you know, get double the good out of it.
Yeah, we saw McCausland do that successfully this past weekend. He looked good, even though it was a losing effort Friday. He came back and looked, you know, helped him get the win yesterday. So we are seeing that it looks like the names and numbers are getting slimmer on the call sheet in the bullpen, and we're seeing guys having to do some double duty.
The two that have impressed me of late is McCausland and Calhoun, you know, and of course Connor Spencer to go along with Marsh. So, you know, that's four pretty good guys in relief right there.
Yeah, and if you can get, you know, finally we saw a seven inning outing from a starter. If they need that somehow consistently these last 2 weekends, and then, you know, obviously, they're in the postseason. It just depends on where they end up or what happens. But, you know, you're going to need these starters to kind of start stretching themselves more consistently, and then on top of that, you know, getting the run support to where that they're able to do that without much pressure.
And, you know, it's going to come down, I think, to Mason Nichols coming around and getting his form back. He looks like a guy that's right now, body language looks like he's defeated, and he's got to get his stinger back, in my opinion.
Yeah, you know, when he talks to us, he's just sounded kind of, and this is going to be harsher than it's intended, but just kind of Eeyore, like, you know, kind of down on himself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he shouldn't be. He's had good outings this year, but then he has those kind of like yesterday. But he is a good pitcher when he can put it together. So he's just got to find that confidence. And it seems like a lot of guys have been talking to Joel Mangrum. You know, they've referenced that they've sat and talked with him just about not just pitching, but just kind of where their head's at. And he's helped them get back on track. Riley Maddux was one to credit him with that. So they seem to have the tools to get guys on track. They just got to figure it out here in the end.
Absolutely. Jake, thank you a lot for being here, buddy. Appreciate
no problem.
You as
thank
always.
You. Have a good rest of the night.
Thank you again, Jake.
Some good points there. Obviously.
You can't get one inning out of Nichols.
Of Sunday weekend. Start.
I don't care if That's he's right. starting bullpen. He's one of the best arms. You can't That's get right. one inning That's out right. of one, especially with Brandon Jones going That's down. Right.
And this has got to be between his ears. We know from past performances it's not physical. I mean, he's not hurt.
No.
He's a big, strong young man. And, you know, he's kind of just lost his confidence a little bit, it looks like.
Baseball is the most mental game. I mean, golf is right there with it, but those two are just – it's brutal. It's brutal. I mean, baseball is a team sport, but it's really an individual sport if you look at it. It's one-on-one matchup.
It's surprising you say that about golf, because I talked to a guy that plays with you a lot, and he said you've never had a lost ball.
You know, if you keep them between the trees, yeah. Chucky, and you don't pick up 6-8-foot putts, you got to put those things out, Chucky.
All right. We'll be right back with the final segment of tonight's Cannon Motor of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline after these important messages from our wonderful sponsors. Hang tight.
That's good to me. Oh, yeah. Say, I got a woman way over town. That's good to me. Oh, yeah. Oh, she's my baby. Don't you understand? She's all right. I don't know she's all right. She's all right, she's all right. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Rebel fans, do you have real estate questions? Coldwell Banker Signature agents have the answers. Whether you're buying or selling, let the agents at Coldwell Banker Signature give you the home field advantage. Start your search now. www.oxford38655.com or call them directly at 662-50-38655. Also, if you're thinking about a career in real estate, give Martin a call at 662-50-38655 to learn about the opportunities available. Find your home with Coldwell Banker Signature today.
Never miss the game and never miss the party at the Library Sports Bar in Oxford. Grab a seat and a cocktail in the sports bar to watch the game on one of their many big screen TVs. Move on into the middle bar for some great live music Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. Enjoy a breeze, a beer, and a ball game out on their patio as well. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 7 during the weekdays. Have a big old time at the biggest bar in town. Meet you at the Brary, the Library Sports Bar on South 11th in Oxford.
At Philly Finance, we are an installment loans financial institution that is here to fit most budgets. We make sure that our customers, like you, have the best service and treat you like family. We don't base our loans off your credit score. We base it off your credit history. You can reach us at 601-650-9555 and do a phone application or come by our store in Philadelphia. You can also follow us on Facebook at Philly Finance. Remember, call 601-650-9555 and let us help meet your financial needs.
With over 40 years of combined experience, the Tom Smith Land and Homes team, serving the Cleveland, Mississippi area, is committed to achieving the best results for buyers and sellers. Their knowledge and expertise about agricultural, hunting, and recreational lands is highly known and respected throughout the state. With Tom Smith Land and Homes, you can expect more and get more return on your real estate investment.
Contact Tom Smith Land and Homes today at 662-441-2500.
Looking for the right place to get your game day colors? Rebel Rags has the largest selection of Ole Miss merchandise anywhere, including football jerseys in every size and color. Come grab them while supplies last. Rebel Rags also has game day polos, sideline gear, tailgate items, and more. Famous name brands like Nike, Under Armour, Columbia, Drake, Coliseum, Champion, and Comfort Color t-shirts. Check out Rebel Rags' new entrance off Jackson Avenue with plenty of parking, or shop online at rebelrags.net. Rebel Rags, owned and operated by Rebel fans for Rebel fans. Tell them, Molly.
Rebel Rags, anything, everything, all. Miss.
Hello, this is Parker Guy from Tico's Steakhouse. We opened a second location in Oxford, Mississippi this past spring and would like to invite anyone visiting Oxford, whether it be for a sporting event, visiting kids in school, or just a weekend getaway, to join us for the same sizzling steaks, healthy pours, and family atmosphere that has been serving Mississippi for over three decades. Our hours are 4:30 to 9 Monday through Thursday, 4:30 to 10 on Friday and Saturday, with brunch from 10 to 2 on select Sundays. Please visit our website, ticossteakhouse.com, or call our phone number at 662-638-3181 for any questions.
More of the Rebel Yell Hotline, presented by Cannon Motors, coming up next.
All right, SEC News brought to you by Van Atkins Jewelers. Van Atkins is the South's leader in estate jewelry and diamond solitaires. As Chuck always says, you know she's worth it. Don't do like Yancey and buy your wife jewelry at Walmart.
Yeah, the first SEC news and Ole Miss news comes in with Ole Miss is coming in at number 17 right now by the NCAA net rankings, Chucky. Don't pay attention to these polls. It doesn't mean anything. Just pay attention to the NCAA net rankings. There are 10 teams in the top 17 net rankings and only a one-game difference between eight SEC teams. Amazing. The men's golf team received the number one seed and will be playing at FSU from May the 12th through the 14th. So big time tournament coming in for the men's golf team. They didn't fare as well as they like to in the SEC tournament, and they want to get their stinger back.
All right, Red and Blue Chips recruiting segment presented by the Grove Collective. Their mission is to create and enhance NIL opportunities for all Ole Miss student athletes while providing a level of protection and guidance in today's NIL marketplace. Join the collective today to help make an impact with our student athletes who give their all for a flagship university.
Yeah, the first is Mississippi's top running back in the 2026 class in Kemper County, Demarius Yates, committed to Ole Miss Sunday. Chucky, he's the one that I've been talking about for 2 years that I hoped Ole Miss would get. He's ranked number 148 overall prospect in the On3 sports rankings and the number 12 running back in the 26th cycle.
Speed back.
This is a game breaker guy that can go 80 yards. Different style than what we've seen under Lane Kiffin. He's definitely, I wouldn't say Dexter McClester because I know that's been said so many times, but I mean, he's lightning in a bottle. This is a different type of back, you know, kind of sort of like what we saw a couple of those little scat backs under Freeze. Give some diversity in that running back room.
Mm-hmm.
You got Mills Knight that committed. That's
big guy.
6'2", 220. So it's going to be a great compliment for him in that running back room. Ole Miss also snagged the number one linebacker in the country in Azalea Williams. The Floridian is the number 13 overall player in the 26th class. five-star player. It was his fifth commitment now, so we'll see where it goes from here. But as of right now, he's committed to Ole Miss. Anaheim, California, 6'4", 230 tight end. Luke Sorensen took an official visit to Ole Miss this past weekend. He visits Nebraska, Penn State, and Southern Cal over the next several weeks, and a commitment could be forthcoming to watch sometime in June. Sources feel good it will be Ole Miss. I continue to hear, Chucky, that Ole Miss is in a better spot for five-star quarterback Ryder Lines than what the national media leads on. Watch what happens with top 50 national recruit quarterback Landon Ducksworth. If he commits to Auburn, that means that Ole Miss is in really good shape with Ryder, because as we know, Duckworth has been leaning heavily towards Ole Miss. But I think Ryder's looking heavily at what he's going to do, and I don't think he's going to go where Duckworth goes. He's one that kind of watches where these kids, the other quarterbacks, are committing at different schools. Basketball commit, Chucky. Kentucky transfer guard, point guard, Travis Perry, committed to Ole Miss over the weekend. He played in 31 games for the Wildcats this past season as a true freshman. The 6'2 guard scored 12 points against Alabama in both matchups this season when given more minutes. He was the number 81 overall recruit in the 24th class and Kentucky's all-time leading scorer in the high school ranks. The Ole Miss Spirit reported that the Rebels are in the leading position and could be on commitment watch for Louisville 6'11 forward James Scott. Scott visited Ole Miss over the weekend. He appeared in 70 games for Charleston and Louisville over the past two seasons. Ole Miss is looking to add another center in that lineup, and that's their number one guy right now. And then finally, Ole Miss is heavily pursuing USC Desmond Claude. He was thought to be leaning heavily to Florida Gators, but now they are out of the picture. He's a 6'6 point guard, kind of combo guard, averaged close to 17 points and 5 rebounds this past season. So
nice.
Get some longer length in there.
Yep, there you go. The Good, Bad, and Ugly, sponsored by Riverland Roofing. They are a licensed, insured, and GAF manufactured certified roofing contractor that is owned by an Ole Miss family. Please contact them at 662-644-4297 for a free drone estimate. All right, the Good, the Rebels salvaged one win in the series at Norman, Oklahoma, thank goodness. The last thing they needed was getting swept this time of year, but they came too close for comfort, losing Friday and Saturday before pulling out Sunday's game by playing the way they should have the whole weekend. Solid baseball at the plate, in the field, and on the mound. Basketball got a commitment, as Yancey just said, from Kentucky guard Travis Perry. Football program got a commitment from Demarius Yates. The bad, somehow, some way, we lost two in Norman. Got to do better and start with this week.
Have to. Big series coming up.
All right, we'll see you guys next Monday on the Cannon Motors of Mississippi Rebel Yell Hotline.
Hotty toddy.
Going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.